Blog Talk Radio.
Ascension Magic Radio Show. I am your host. My name is Ron Eich. You guys can call me Ronnie with a Y. Today is Sunday, April 12th, 2015, and we're going to have a great show for you today. A little bit about myself, if you don't know anything about me, I am an angel intuitive. I am a certified angel card reader, Reiki practitioner, teacher, healer, jack of all trades, you name it. I do it, and this month I've dubbed my April month, April is Angel Month, and each week I've been talking about different types of spiritual help for you to call upon for assistance. The last show was just an introduction into the various realms. This week, I'm really excited to have Radley Valentine. We're going to get to him in just a moment, and we're going to be speaking with you about manifestation and some of the specialty angels and fairies and so on that you can call upon, and we'll be taking your calls later on at the end of the show. And next week, I'll be talking about the Ascended Masters and ending the month talking about the Archangels. So each week will be a different topic for you to listen to, and that's on Sundays. On Thursdays, you can call in and I do angel readings with you. So you can call in and receive an angel reading. If you'd like to receive a professional reading, if you can't make it into the calls, definitely check out my website. It's ascensionmagic.com. Also, I want to tell you about something I'm very excited about coming up in June. If you live in the San Francisco Bay Area, I will be at the San Francisco Pride Fest. I'll have a booth there, and I'll be doing readings for you, answering questions. I'm even probably going to have one of these shows live there, so maybe if you want a chance to see me in person, come check me out at the San Francisco Pride. More information will be on my website. So today, again, the topic is about manifestation, and my guest speaker today is Mr. Radley Valentine. He doesn't like when I say Mr. Radley Valentine. Radley Valentine is internationally known. He is a wonderful, magical person. He's co-authored the Angel Tarot Cards with Doreen Virtue, the Angel Power Tarot Cards, Guardian Angel Tarot, Big Book of Angel Tarot. He's a charming person with a lot of wit and humor, and I'm excited to have him on the show. Let me put him on here. Oh, hello, Radley.
Hey, hey, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to have you on the show, and I know my listeners are as well. So we're going to have a lot of fun today. Yeah. I just want to put something out there. I know there's people who are calling in. Some people call in just to listen. I mean, if you're calling in and you have a question, or if you'd like to speak to us later on, go into the chat room and put in your area code, your name, and then the question that you have, and then we can bring you on the air later on during the show, okay? So, again, you want to make sure you're on the website, go into the chat room, put your area code and your question and your name, of course, and we can get you onto the show. So, Radley, probably all my listeners know who you are, but some people might not know who you are. Can you just do a quick introduction into like your journey, like your spiritual journey, and where you've come from? Because I know you refer to yourself as a recovering certified public accountant. Can you maybe tell some of our listeners about that?
Sure. I grew up in a small town in the South, and I was always the kid with something extra, and I was blessed. I was very, very blessed because, you know, we've got Cherokee in us, and I'm not 100% Cherokee, but I got a lot. And the thing about it is, if you asked my family what they believed spiritually, then they would give you Methodist discipline. You know, that's just what they thought. But if you asked them how the universe worked, then you would get Cherokee mysticism.
And very cool.
It was, it was kind of cool. But what that got me was a really super cool mom who always told us to trust our intuition and trust our guidance, and she was really into angels. And I mean, differently than I am. I don't know that it would have ever occurred to my mother to talk to angels, but she had them all over the house, and their paintings, and she wore brooches that were angels and necklaces.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's as a child, I was like, oh, angels. It's just that as I grew older, and traditional religion just didn't do it for me for many reasons, and I started reaching for different kinds of spirituality, what did I go for? Well, I went for the thing that was hanging all over the walls of my home as a child. And so I got really interested in angels. But, you know, when you're back then, it wasn't like something that you would, you know, certainly not in Tennessee, was not something that you would do for a living. And, you know, there were not a lot of teachers for me. So
sure.
I went to college, and I first started out in music and dance in college.
I didn't know that.
But all of my friends were coming home in tattered tights from New York. And it started to occur to me that this might not be a very safe career choice. And so I knew someone who was in accounting, and I took an accounting class, and I went into the final with 103 average. And I was like, wow, I'm really good at this. And it was sort of like puzzle taking, you know, doing puzzles to me. And so by the time I realized the error of my ways in majoring in accounting, it was too late. I couldn't change my major again, and I didn't have money. So I wound up going, you know, getting a job in accounting and becoming a CPA and all that. And, you know, the thing is that it served me really, really well. It did. It served me well. Mm-hmm. And it was always about who I was doing the accounting with. You know, if I was doing it with people I really liked, I was fine. If I was doing it with people that I didn't like, I wasn't fine. And the people who wanted me to do accounting were the people who loved the fact that I was weird. And
I think,
you know,
I think it's interesting enough that you say that. Yeah. That
well,
you say
like,
that, you
know,
like,
accountants. Not all accountants are boring. Not all of them, you know. But it's like a lot of them can be. And so it's like I was unique and different and funny, and, you know, it's like I could talk to people and they love that. It's just a, you know, after doing that for nearly 25 years, I kind of came to this place where I was like, I cannot do this anymore. I just can't. And so someone it was actually my ex, gave me John Holland's book, Born Knowing.
Oh.
And I went to the beach with my three brothers, and I read that book, and it, like, changed my life.
Wow.
I was like, this is what I want to be doing. This is it. This is what I want to be doing. And So I contacted John Holland's people, and I arranged to take a class with him and stuff. But in the meantime, I bumped into this person in a metaphysical bookstore, and she was like, oh, my God, well, you should take a class with Doreen Virtue. And I was like, well, who's that? And, you know, and keep in mind, this was 14, 15 years ago.
Sure.
And so I was like, well, excuse me. So I was like, well, okay, she's into angels. And I found there are cards, and I loved Tarot, and I loved angels and stuff. And I was like, So I called up, and at that point, Charles Virtue, her son, was doing registration. And I called him up, and he's like, wow, you're really meant to be here, because this class has been sold out for months, and someone just called 10 minutes ago and canceled.
Wow. That's amazing.
And I know. So I went, and it just, like, totally changed my life, and that's when I really, really started to embrace my spirituality from a standpoint of career. You know, I had been embracing my spirituality before that, but it wasn't until I really got to this place of, oh, my gosh, it's like, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get out in the world and do this, and that's how it happens.
I think that's a wonderful story. There's a lot of things that I'm sure we didn't really know about you. Like, I had no idea you had that Cherokee background. So I think that's fantastic. But the thing that really stuck out in my mind was just the, I'm going to say, quote-unquote coincidences. Of course, we know they're not coincidences, that everything happens with divine timing, that, you know, the magic of it, that you just happen to have a person cancel 10 minutes before you show up. And it's like, that's just stuff like that. It's like, you can't discount that as being coincidence. That's just amazing how the universe works to give us exactly what it is that we're trying to manifest. And I think if we opened up more to those instances, those magical moments, like that, and that's kind of what you talk about, that we would be happier and more joyful in our life. Do you agree with that?
I do. And I have to tell you, stuff like that happens for me all the time.
Well, share with us. I think we all would like more of those moments.
Well, I mean, it's like I'm about to go back on tour again, because I tour for Hey Ho. And I'm going to be in Europe for a month. And I've got this little empty space. And so, you know, between, you know, I've got to be in Hamburg, and I've got to be in Ireland, and I've got to be in London, and I've got to be all these places, but I've got this space, these few days where I don't have to be anywhere. And so I'm going on an adventure. And I've gone on an adventure before. I've never done that before. And so I wanted to, there's this lovely little place in Glastonbury called the Daisy Retreat Center. And they have all these rooms and these and stuff. And I wanted to stay in the room that's called the Merlin.
Of course.
And so I, you know, I contacted them, and they were like, no, we're sorry, all those rooms are taken, it's not available, it's been booked for months. And this was just 2 days ago, okay? And then the next morning they wrote to me and said, oh, the people who were staying in the Merlin canceled.
Oh my gosh. So you're almost like a magnet for magic and manifestation. That kind of gets into our topic too for today. It's like how we can be more magnets for manifestation, and really like what kind of spiritual assistance can we call upon? So when you mentioned that you really work with the angels very, very closely, is there a particular angel that you like to work with that helps you to manifest?
Well, I mean, that's almost two questions. I work the most with Uriel and Gabriel.
Uriel.
But if I'm really trying to manifest something, if that's what I'm really wanting to do, then I work with Ariel and Raziel. And Ariel is the archangel of manifestation. She represents the physical world, the world of animals and nature and all of those things, and therefore, you know, and manifestation comes from all of those physical things. And so you can talk to Archangel Ariel. Archangel Raziel is like the Merlin of the archangel realm.
I love Raziel.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's the wizard, right? He's the wizard. And all his rainbow light and everything. And so those are two archangels that people can certainly work with if they're trying to manifest, you know, certain things in their lives.
No, I know Doreen Virtue, she has, you know, the romance angels oracle cards, and she speaks about the specialty angels called the romance angels that you can call upon to help manifest or to work with and heal issues relating to any type of relationships or romance. What's your experience with the romance angels?
Well, you know, it's like...
Do you call upon them very often, or...
I'm really into my archangels, and so, you know, if I want to do something that has to do with romance or relationships in general, I like Raguel, which is R-A-G-U-E-L, because he heals relationships between people. Another thing that I really love to do is to ask my guardian angels to talk to the guardian angels of the other person. A lot of people who are wanting to manifest a relationship tend to go to two different archangels. The first one is Archangel Shamuel, which is C-H-A-M-U-E-L, whose name means the eyes of God. And from Shamuel, nothing is hidden. And so people will go to Shamuel thinking, okay, it's like, all right, can you help me find my soulmate or the perfect relationship for myself? Because you can see it and I cannot. And so Shamuel can bring it, that into people's lives. And also Raphael, because Raphael is known in the Bible for having played sort of the matchmaker role. And so people contact Raphael and Shamuel. But, you know, the thing about it is that what I always like to tell people is, you know, I'm I don't mind admitting at all that I'm a nerd. I'm a nerd in a lot of different ways. I'm a nerd about signs and symbols. And,
wait,
but
you want me to give you an amen? I give an amen. Amen to that? Hello, nerd here. Okay, so I gotta give a shout out to my nerdiness as well. So,
but I also love science fiction. I love science fiction, and so
yeah, I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, so like in Star Trek, there's this thing called the Prime Directive, and what it basically means is that the people who fly around in the starships in the Star Trek universe are not allowed to interfere in the lives of civilizations that don't yet have warp capability, so they can't go around and mess around in their lives. Well, angels have their own sort of Prime Directive, and so unless it's a life threatening situation, angels can't come help us unless we ask them to. And so it's just very important that people ask their angels for assistance. But,
that's a really good point that you bring up, yeah.
You know, the other thing, though, is like, to give you some of my secrets of manifestation, you know, it's not just the angels. A lot of it for me has to do with faith, and it has to do with belief, because to me, worry is like an anti-manifester. It just is. And joy and faith and belief are magical manifesting tools. So when I found out that the Merlin room in Glastonbury was not available, I didn't worry about it. I totally 100% have faith and believe that the universe loves me, that it has my back. That if I can't get the Merlin room, I'm not supposed to have the Merlin room, because there's something far better than the Merlin room.
That's very true. I mean, it even comes from the quote in the Bible that says, well, if you have just the faith of a mustard seed, you know, you can move mountains. And that's a famous quote that people know. And that you bring up a good point about that. A lot of us doubt, and sometimes it makes us question, well, are my prayers being answered? I'm asking for help. Well, maybe it is, like you said, maybe it's that the letting go part and not worrying, because when you worry, like you said, it creates a block to the thing you're trying to manifest, because you're basically putting a thought out there that says, well, this is not happening. I don't have this. And then that's like a carbon copy that affirms that, okay, well, you don't have that.
Well, exactly,
you know what I mean?
Because the thing that it's so much easier for people to believe I'm not going to get what I want than it is for them to believe I'm going to get what I want. And so the reason that they don't get what they want is because what they really believe is that they're not going to get what they want. So they're getting exactly what they believe.
Exactly. That's the ultimate paradox, right? It's like,
right.
It's like, whoa, trippy. Wrap my mind around that one. But, yeah, it's like a lot of people believe that, well, like, I don't create my reality, but that kind of proves that you do create your reality, because you're getting the exact experience that you create.
We do create our own reality. The thing is just, how much do we believe? And, you know, for me, it really is one of the key things about how to have a magical life, in coming to believe that the universe loves you. I mean, yes, there's this whole part where it's like we have to love ourselves, because in loving ourselves, we come to believe that we are deserving, and therefore it makes it easier for us to believe that the good thing that we want is indeed going to come to us.
Mm-hmm.
But
absolutely.
But we also have to believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, having the faith, I completely agree. And so you brought up a good point, too. You said don't be scared, or just you have to ask, really, is what you said. And I think that's true.
Yeah.
A lot of people kind of feel like, well, I have to do it all by myself. And I got to tell you, this is for me personally, like I went through something similar as well. And I saw you at the very first Certified Angel Card Reader course. It was the very first one in San Jose. And I still have the deck of cards,
oh.
The Angel Tarot deck of cards that you signed. And you wrote in the cover, you wrote, "Dear Ron, believe." And when I saw that, it kind of triggered something inside of me that made me think, you know what? He's right. You know, I'm not believing that I'm getting this assistance and that I'm carrying this burden around in my heart because I'd asked for help, but I didn't really believe 100% that I was being helped. And the fact is that I was getting more help than I could possibly imagine. And it's true. It's about asking, having faith, and believing. And once I let go and started having that faith and having that belief, things really started to take off for me, and I really felt supported. And it doesn't mean like we don't struggle. I mean, we're human, but the faith and the belief has really increased dramatically in my life. And of course, part of that is attributed to that course. So I wanted to thank you for that. On the air.
Thank you.
In front of everybody. Did you know that it was the first Certified Angel Card Reader course? That's where we met.
I
don't know if you knew that.
Remember that? No, I didn't remember that. I mean,
okay.
It's like I because I felt like we got to kind of know each other in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
it's like,
absolutely.
That was where we really, really had the opportunity to interact because AI was so much longer, and there was the party at night, and whereas CACR, it's kind of like, and you know, and being on the road for Hay House is literally running. It's like, okay, go here. But you know, the thing that if I could just give people something, it's just this trust that everything is going to be okay, that the world, their lives are not going to go spinning out of control because the universe doesn't like them or something.
Right.
The universe
gives
us free will, and the universe and our worlds may go spinning out of control because of our lack of faith or our certain, or actually I should say, our absolute total faith that they are going, that our world is going to go spinning out of control.
Right.
You know, it's so funny
exactly.
Because it's like my partner, you know, it's like, and I should cut him slack. He's sick right now, okay? He just had surgery, so he's sick. But we have a puppy, okay? We have a new puppy, all right? Her name is Riley. And so he's got this blanket that he loves, and he spent a fortune on it, and it's in his library. And it's like she's never touched anything like that before. But he's been going into, he told me this morning that he's been going into the library every single day, looking at that blanket, going, I hope she doesn't chew on that. I hope she doesn't chew on that. And he's been doing it for weeks. Well, guess what she did today?
She chewed it up, right?
Yeah, she did.
That's so true. You know, I'm always saying that same thing to people. And you know, for me, my issue is that, like, you know, I don't always practice what I preach. It's like, you know, I tell people, you know, whatever you focus your thoughts and your intention on, that's going to manifest. But yet I found myself falling back into my old patterns where it's like, I could tell people until I'm blue in the face, but I don't always practice that. So, I mean, the thing is that sometimes, too, I think this is important for people to know, is that everyone's human. I mean, we see like you know, people like yourself, and we see people like Doreen Virtue and Wayne Dyer and all these people that we think, oh, well, they've just got it together and they have everything down. And but they're human. They're human, and they make mistakes, and they have their own egos. And you know, and I think that's really important for people to know that you're not you know, below anybody or above anybody. We're all on this journey together. We're all helping each other and getting through this together. And it's important that we see that. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, there are no perfect people on the Hay House circuit. There are no perfect people on anybody's circuit.
Right.
Nowhere, you know. And, you know, I've met a lot of wonderful, wonderful people through Hay House and, you know, like John Holland, who I really, really do love, and who he accuses Doreen of having stolen me from him. and you know, and Denise Lynn, who is truly, the genuine, wonderful, sweet, adorable, perfect little person that she seems like she is, and you know, Kyle Gray and Nancy Levin and Robert Holden, and these people are all amazing, amazing people, and not a single one of them is perfect, I promise.
Exactly, and I think that that brings up a good point, is that oftentimes we tend to berate ourselves when we don't get it right. Like, you know, if you're trying to manifest a job or something, for example, and you can't seem to make it work, and then we beat ourselves up and we victimize ourselves, and it creates a downward spiral. And it's important to remember that, you know, at those times when you do feel like at your lowest point, that's when you need to open up and call upon the assistance that you have around you, the angels, your guardian angels, that are there to comfort you, and to reach out to fellow human beings who are there as well. So that's a great point. You know, I want to go back to when you were talking about the Merlin room, because I think that is I don't want to say hilarious, but like, since the whole topic of the show is about like magic, and you said Merlin, and I love working with Merlin, I kind of want to talk about, let's get into some of the magic a little bit. I mean, we talked about having faith and everything, and I think that's common across like the board in terms of all religions, but not everybody really believes in magic or is really into the magical part of the world, you know, and the fairies and unicorns and genies and that kind of thing. And I know, like, you know, you describe yourself as being like a genie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, or is that like one of your realms that you come from, kind of thing?
Well, it is my realm.
Yeah.
You know, and for people who don't know what Ron is talking about, Doreen Virtue has created these series of books on things called Earth Angels. And the concept is that, you know, the vast majority of us are human beings having a human experience. However, the planet's a little sideways right now. Things aren't going so super great. They're not going so super great. And so entities or souls from other realms, for example, angels, are incarnating into human bodies, or fairies are incarnating into human bodies. And all of these different realms have different attributes, or you can figure out where someone's from by figuring out what kind of things that people are motivated by. There's often a look about them, those kinds of things. And so that's what Ron was talking about with realms. And so, and the realm that I come from is called the Aladdin realm / genie realm. And we have this. We're really into magic. We're really into the magic of the world, and we're really into storytelling and music, and we really, really love making other people's dreams come true. I mean, that's what genies do, right? We make other people's wishes come true.
Yes.
And so
that reminds me of Once Upon a Time. I love Once Upon a Time. Do you like that show? It's one of my favorite shows.
I do.
My gosh.
Well, you know, the thing about Once Upon a Time, and now we're just dishing, but it's like, the thing about Once Upon a Time is I find that it's like, you know, because they usually have like two different storylines a year, and it's like I find that there's one storyline I'm just totally into, and then the other storyline I'm like yawn, and I never even watch it. You know? And it's like,
well,
you know, as much as I love... Oh, which
from
one?
From the first season. There's an episode from the first season where... The I think it's Snow White's father or something finds like the genie lamp, and you know, and it winds up being the Evil Queen's like mirror on the wall. I don't know if you remember that episode.
Oh,
but
that's right. I do remember that. That's right.
That episode is a great episode. It just made me get off task here. Yeah,
I actually
okay.
prefer the whole. Cause you know, they did that whole like side story that was like, what was it? Was it Alice in Wonderland that she fell in love with the genie?
Was that a separate show?
I don't remember. Yeah, it was like a separate show. It was a separate show.
It didn't really last very long. It wasn't super popular, but.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I just wanted to bring up the whole genie thing, because like you said, we're talking about magic, and genies like to grant wishes, but there's a whole other realm of magical, like ascended beings and fairies that you can call upon. The fairies are expert manifestors, and I've had several shows on my radio show about the fairies and the elemental kingdom. And do you connect with the fairies at all, or what is your experience with that?
No, I love fairies.
Yay!
You know, and it's like
Me too.
before the Aladdin realm came around, that's what I identified with. I totally was like, oh, I'm from the fairy realm. But there was always pieces of that didn't work for me. There were always pieces that felt like, well, this doesn't work for me, until I found the Aladdin realm. But, you know, the thing about magic, it's like, yes, I love the fairies and stuff, but I always like to be clear to people about what I mean for Radley's brand of magic. Because there's magic where you pull a rabbit out of a hat. Okay, that's magic. And then there's magic that's with a K, and that's like a whole religious, spiritual tradition. But that's not mine either. My magic is, it's like sparkly-eyed, wide-eyed, the Christmas tree at Christmas, butterflies, lightning bugs, all of those things that make you know that life is magic. That's the magic that I tap into. And one of these days I've got to give it a name. Maybe it's genie magic. I don't know.
Ooh, I like that.
When I say magic, I'm tapping into the joy that is in the universe. Because joy is a magical manifest.
So how do people who aren't as expert as you, how do people who are not as advanced tap into that? I mean, you mentioned faith, but is there like another secret that you have for people besides that they can use to kind of connect with that, in your opinion?
I think that one of the things that you can do is that you can start small and start doing building blocks. Like, first of all, you can start to go, angels, send me signs so that I can know that you're working with me. I think that rather than people saying, I want to manifest winning the lottery, I'm sorry, there's just not hardly anybody on the planet who really thinks they're going to win the lottery. Not really. And so they don't. But you could say, angels, I would like to find $20 this week.
Uh-huh.
Just out of nowhere. I don't care where it comes from. I'm not gonna think about it too much. I'm asking the angels that you're gonna find me $20 that I didn't have, and I'm gonna trust that you're gonna come. Because one of the things that also I think is a manifestor killer is what I call prayer begging. And prayer begging is where you sit down every day 10 times a day and beg the same prayer. And it's like, where that gets you off course is because the very process of doing that is saying that you don't believe you're going to get it.
Yeah, it's kind of like the concept of saying, like, when you want something, you're reinforcing that you don't have it. It's more like, and there's a book, have you read the Conversations with God books at all?
Conversations with God, the first one changed my, also one of the books.
Yeah, I love that book. And it's the same thing. He says the prayer is really a way to thank. This is what he describes in the book, is that prayer is just thanking God and the universe for what you already have. Because in truth, you're already connected to everything, and the answer is already given. It's just that we're experiencing the illusion that we currently don't have it. So when you, like as Radley said, when you have that faith and you have that belief and you let go and you trust and you say, thank you, God, for this blessing. And you completely let it go with 100% faith, and then you can have that in your life. And that's not saying that the way you pray is wrong at all, but what it's about is about your intention and what you're focusing on. If you're focusing on not having it, is what we're trying to say, then that's what happens in your life. We're not saying that the way you pray or the words that you use are wrong or anything like that. It's about the intention that you're putting out there in the universe to attract it to yourself. And that's kind of what we're saying. So yeah, and the thing too about magic is it's all about belief, you know. And I'm really interested in unicorns right now for whatever reason. I know they're kind of making a big comeback right now, and I've been told that I have like this unicorn spirit guide. And from reading about unicorns, people say that unicorns really existed on the same realm as we did several years ago, but they were hunted because of their magic horns. And they've kind of faded off and are into this other ethereal realm. But as we have shifted our consciousness and raised our vibration to a higher vibration, now the unicorns are finding a way to come back into our consciousness. And what do you think about unicorns? Just curious what you feel about that.
I love unicorns. I mean, it's like, it's so funny because it's funny because I never really had worked with them too much before Angel Tarot Cards.
Mm-hmm.
And Doreen and I needed something. Doreen Virtue is my co-author, for those who don't know, of Angel Tarot Cards. And so Doreen and I needed something to replace swords because we didn't want something that cuts people to shreds in our deck.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we came up with unicorns, because of their horns, and they're sort of like swords. And that is the swords, the suit that of air replaced the suit of swords, which for people who know Tarot understand that a lot of the scary cards are in there.
Yeah.
And so, and Doreen's very sensitive. She has a low scary meter, which is why she, you know, that was her part of the project. She was the angel meter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought when I was working with the artist that, oh gosh, this is going to be the hardest suit. It's going to be so hard to get everything right. It's going to be da da da. It was a piece of cake. Piece of cake. And it was because of the simple, pure, loving energy of unicorns. And, you know, they are magical manifesting creatures and incredibly beautiful and energies to work with. And that was the first time I had started working with unicorns, and now I'm like a true believer.
it's true. I'm just finding that as more people believe and open up, and it's the same with angels, too. You found that, like you mentioned back when you were a kid, you know, you really hear a lot about angels. They weren't really as popular. I mean, people believed in it, but not like it is now. As more people, it's like that mass consciousness. The more of us believe in something, the more of us focus on something, the more it becomes brought to our attention. And now the shift in focus on manifestation and spirituality and manifesting your dreams, it seems to be like on everyone's mind. And I'm really grateful that we can share these pointers with you on some of the tips to manifest and some of the wise and magical beings that you can call upon. But as Radley said, don't forget to go within and ask your own guardian angels for assistance as well. So that's something that we talked about earlier on in the show. So Radley, I want to get to the part of the show where we take some callers.
Okay.
So I have Terry, who wants to ask this question. She says, when someone is looking for their revised life path, so they're talking about life purpose, who is the best angel to work with? This is Terry calling. And let me get her on so we can put her on here. Okay. Right, 1 second. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hi. Thanks so much for calling in. We're so excited to talk to you.
Thank you. Hey, Rad. How are you, darling?
I'm good. How are you, Terry?
Great.
Where are you from? You called me darling. That makes me love you.
Well, you do, sweetheart. This is Terry in Texas.
Oh, I figured. The other T state.
Yes,
know, because
the
it's
other
like,
one.
The other T state. Yeah, it's absolutely. It's like, you know, you just love people who, I love people who talk that way because it's like, you know, sometimes I scare people. I call them darling and they look at me like I've lost my mind. I'm like, no, really, it's just.
Well,
so
you
what's
know.
What's going on, Terry?
In Texas, it's sweetheart, darling, you know, honey. You know how that is.
Absolutely.
So, well, what has happened is that I've been, you know, kind of like moving along with the life path and doing things, and then all of a sudden kind of had like this near-death thing about a month and a half ago, and where I feel like that it's a big change now, you know, making some huge shifts. So I'm asking, who is the best angel for me to connect with to get this whole reboot thing going?
You know, there's two that I would throw your way. I mean, first of all, Archangel Michael is the archangel that is over life purpose. Okay, that's just one of the things he does. But, I mean, you have a really unusual situation because you've really had the reset button pushed on your life. You really have. You had this near-death experience, and so you're kind of in this place of, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? And you're looking backwards. You're looking forwards. You're looking at where you are in the present. And the archangel that helps us with life reviews like that is Archangel Jeremiel.
Oh, okay.
Jeremiel. And he helps us with life reviews. And so you might want to work with Archangel Jeremiah. Now, a lot of people who've heard me talk before know that I really like to work with four archangels. I really love this whole concept that all of us are children of God, and therefore all of us are princes and princesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to
Absolutely.
Be, right? I mean, if he's the King of Kings, then we're princesses and princes. And so...
Mm-hmm.
So I like to think of an archangel at my in front of me to my left, and an archangel in front of me to the right, and an archangel behind me to the left, and an archangel behind me to the right, and I'm in the center, and I'm perfectly protected. And so if you've got Michael and you've got Jeremiah, right,
mm-hmm.
then you need two more, right?
Right.
So, because it's like you're really in this place where you're wanting to manifest some magic in your life, I'd say, let's put Archangel Raziel behind you, just so you know that the universe has your back, that magic has your back, that everything is going to be okay, and that you can trust that. And then the other thing that I would like to say is, for whatever reason, I'm getting Archangel Gabriel, and I don't know why, because it doesn't really kind of fit, but for some reason it's I get it. Tooting your own horn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need to be tooting your own horn.
Just came up with a new book title earlier, so right before I got on.
Oh, perfect. Even more validation.
Mm-hmm.
So perfect. So, you know, walk with those four angels everywhere you go. You know, but the specific answer to your question is Archangel Michael. He is the archangel of life purpose.
And Terry, I wanted to say something too. I grabbed Doreen Virtue's Archangel Michael cards, and I pulled
mm-hmm.
out a card, and the card was "Go forward fearlessly." So, and if that doesn't speak volumes, I don't know what does.
That's so funny, because after I came up with the title, I looked outside and there was this beautiful hawk just outside the window. So.
Oh wow, that's beautiful.
Lots of validation in the last hour.
Yes.
So, well, thank you so much. And
of course. Thank
Brad,
you for calling in the show.
I will see you in Denver.
I'm excited to see you in Denver.
Yes, it's going to be so much fun. So,
that's right.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
All
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Okay, have a wonderful day.
You too.
Okay, so, Brad, John has a question. John wants to ask the following question. What are some ways to keep the financial abundance flowing after I come back from working at a summer camp? So I'm going to get John on the line, and we can talk to John about abundance here. So let me get him on the line here. Hi, John.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, thanks for calling in. It's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you again.
So you're asking about abundance and financial affairs after summer camp?
Yeah, because... You know, I'm starting out on this spiritual teaching thing and doing videos.
Yes.
And the thing is up at camp, the Wi-Fi is pretty bad, plus I'm doing other things. So, like, my presence online is going to go down a lot. And, like, it does pay, but I kind of worded the question wrong. My thing is how can I, like, not lose people over the summer? I know.
Okay,
I'm
so it seems like your question is really about, like, how can you grow your spiritual teaching practice and bring, like, clients and people interest? Is that kind of really what you're asking? It's like just what I get.
Yeah, I, like, after I typed it, I was like, that's not what I meant to say.
Okay.
Well,
whether it's
during December or whether it's when you come back, either way, let me give you and Ron's magical listening audience some really amazing magical manifesting ways to keep finances flowing, all right?
Cool.
So the first one is when you're needing, like, an injection of money, like you just need a big lump sum of money to come through because things aren't right where you want them to be. And this is a feng shui method, and it's called cold hard cash. All right? And you'll know why in just a second. But you take 9 crisp $1 bills and you wrap them in cellophane. You put them all in the same order so they're all facing the same way. Wrap them in cellophane, put a red ribbon around them, and you put them in the freezer. and you put them in the back left-hand corner of the freezer. And it doesn't matter, you know, just whatever the back left highest point of your freezer is. If you've got a freezer drawer and it's down below, don't worry about that. But it works every single time. It's like crazy. It's like magic. And it's like suddenly you'll get this like inflow of money. But what John's really wanting is something a little more consistent. He wants something that's going to keep things flowing. And so
yes.
I recently just did this, and it would blow your brain if you knew how much money just came in instantaneously for me and my friends who tried this. But what you do is you take 8 river rock, okay? And it doesn't necessarily have to be river rock. You just want the rocks to be nice and round and have no sharp edges. And you're going
like
to
a smooth
spray
type
paint
of rock, yes.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to spray paint them metallic gold. So you're going to spray paint them metallic gold. And not a flat gold, but metallic. And then what John could do, I mean, presuming that nobody at summer camp, whatever that is, cares, is he could take these 8 stones with him. And what he's going to do is he would put them to the right. If you're facing the door of where he is residing, where he sleeps, and you put those 8 stones in a little stack to the right-hand side of the door, it brings in abundance. It's like this magical manifesting. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, it's like I put them out my front door, and my partner had a $150,000 sale 2 days later, and I signed 2 more Hay House contracts that I wasn't expecting.
Okay, so I'm going to have to try this now, Rad.
Yeah.
I mean, it works. And the thing about it is that John could do it now before he goes to summer camp, and he could take the rocks with him, and then he could bring them back home with him, and he could just take this abundance with him. But the thing that I also kind of wanted to say to John is that I understand that the Wi-Fi is bad, blah, 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 but let's not expect that.
Okay.
Let's
That's
not expect
true.
That. Let's, you know, it's like,
and then,
John, Archangel
to kind of
Raziel
tack on to what
like
Radley's saying,
magic.
Too, I'm using Archangel Michael cards, and I drew out Make a Commitment, which kind of tags on to that. Like, what are you committed to? What are you focused on? If you're, and like Radley said, too, if you're focused on abundance and that everything you're going to be taken care of, having that faith, then you have no choice but to manifest that into your life. So I think Archangel Michael's wanting to help you have that confidence to move forward and make a true commitment to your life purpose and what you're here to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also ask the fairies, you can ask Archangel Raziel to keep that Wi-Fi working for you.
Yes.
Yep. I work
Good
with
point.
Him a lot. I channel for him, so.
That's great. So does that answer your question, John?
It does. And I'm actually thinking, I got these, they're quartz crystals, but they're the ones that have been stained, and they have, like, a golden color in them. So I was like, I already got 9 of those, so that works. Thank you both so much.
Sure.
You're welcome.
Of course.
And keep doing what you're doing, John, because we're really proud of you for taking these steps. No, it can be scary sometimes, but you're taking those steps, and you're going to do some good things in the world. So keep doing what you're doing.
Yep. Thank you both.
You're welcome. All right. So, Relly, we probably have time for maybe 1 or 2 more calls. I know there was someone else that had a question. I got to check the chat room here. Food Alchemy. I don't know if that's her name. Here we go. Food Alchemy. How to travel with my alchemy workshops overseas and the States. So I don't know if she gave me her area or his or her area code, but maybe you can just answer the question without putting the person on the air. Did you get the question?
Her area code is 808.
Okay. Oh, there we go. Great. Okay, let me get to area code 808.
Well, I'd say her, he, him, it,
I know.
Something.
I think it's a her. I think we're on Facebook. I'm pretty sure, but I could be wrong. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
I thought it was a she. See, I wasn't wrong. I knew I was right. I want to make sure we get the right sex here. Let's just say that.
You did good.
Yay. Can we get your name?
My name is Caprice.
Hi.
Oh, Caprice.
Welcome
how
to the show. I know.
Thank you. Thank you so much. My question.
So what exactly
was
is your question?
Is that I'm doing what I call, I'm known as the food alchemist. And I do what I call food alchemy. It's an abundance of things that I do from healing from A to Z, from healing the body. So I'm using oils, herbs, energetic and tools and the whole nine yards. And my goal is basically to take this workshop that I've been doing for individual for years and put it into the workshop and travel overseas. Like, I want to do a workshop in Thailand, and I have a workshop that I'm doing for a retreat in December 2015 in Belize. I want to take it and make it global. So I want to know what archangel I need to call upon, because I see it happening, and it's just that I'm not seeing it, I guess, fast enough, where for December that it needs to be paid off by September for people to participate for December. Does that make sense? So I'm trying to make sure I'm connecting to the right people. Ariel is my favorite angel, because anything that I want, I can't. You know, living in Hawaii is good.
Well, yeah, yay.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, I would certainly say Ariel, and I would certainly say Raziel for their magical properties. Because you're into healing, because healing is a lot of what you do, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Then there's also Raphael. But you know what? There's also an ascended master that you may or may not be familiar with, whose name is Saint Germain.
I know Saint Germain.
Yeah, you know that, Saint Germain?
Yeah.
Well, it's like, what do we know about Saint Germain? Well, Saint Germain magically had the health to become immortal, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you are trying to make people as healthy, to live as long as possible, right?
Right. You get it.
Yeah, that makes perfect
sense.
See
the connection? Right. And Saint Germain is one of the people that's known for magical manifesting of our desires.
Okay. All right.
So he's kind of perfect for you.
All right.
I don't know if you have Doreen Virtue's Ascended Master Oracle cards. But
no.
If you don't have it, what you could do, because what I want to give you is a picture to be able to connect with Saint Germain.
Okay.
And
okay.
You could easily just Google Saint Germain and Doreen Virtue.
Yeah.
And I'm
Well, you know what? I can
sure
put it on the Facebook page too, Rad. If,
well, that
if
would
I
be
think
very
I,
nice of you.
I think you're on my Facebook page, right? I think you are.
I can put
the picture on Facebook for you. Because I actually have the deck of Ascended Master cards. I can pull out the card for Saint Germain, and I could put it on my Facebook page for you. So just go on to Facebook Ascension Magic, and I'll put the card up there for everybody to see, and I'll put the message that's on the card as well for you. So
awesome.
I'll definitely put that on there. No problem.
Okay.
And I wanted to tell you, I have some decks of cards out, and I pulled a card from Archangel Michael, because I'm doing Archangel Michael cards, and it says a favorable outcome. So there's nothing to fear. And what's interesting, I was also guided to go to another deck of cards from Doreen, which is the Healing with the Angels cards. And the card that came out, you ready for this? It says manifestation. So that is funny, because it's the whole topic of our show for today is manifestation. But when that card comes up, it's typically about like just knowing that whatever you're expecting to happen, just know it might not happen in the way that you think, that it's going to manifest naturally. So just be open to different ways of it occurring for you. Because you have a great, you're putting it all out there, and you're definitely have a great message to put out there. Just be open and have that faith in how it will manifest, and then you will have a favorable outcome. That's what the cards are saying.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds really, really good. Okay. I like that. Thank you.
Who wouldn't like that, of course? Of course. So, wait, let's get an amen. I want to get an amen. Here we go. Hold on.
Yay!
Hey, you go.
I don't know why, but I just love that. That's like my new favorite toy. Yeah. So, I wanted to talk to you, too, about, you know who Food Babe is? Do you follow her?
No.
Food Babe, she's kind of this, she was sick for many years, and she just realized, like, you know, I got to really pay more attention to what's in my food. It's making me sick.
Mm-hmm.
And she just quit her job and devoted 100% of her life purpose to changing what the food companies are putting into the food and helping us eat healthy, putting an end to GMOs, and all these things that you're very passionate about. You might want to check her out, because she is an inspiration to me, because she's one of those people who just gave it all up to follow what she's here to do and is very successful. And, you know, anyone that, and I'm sure if you guys collaborated together in some way or even just got some resources from her, that it would help you on your life purpose. So it's called Food Babe.
Awesome.
And you can find her website, or I'm too sure she has a Facebook, but she's just amazing, and the passion that she has for what she does, she's really making a difference in the world, so definitely check her out.
Awesome. Okay, I will definitely do that. Thank you so much for that nugget.
You're
that
welcome.
Gold nugget is awesome.
Yeah, isn't that
thank
great?
Thank you, Bradley, for that information. It really helped. Like I said, everything came zinging in, so I look forward to this going successful. So I know it's going to be successful. I'm going to have faith. Like you said, look at it from another point of view.
Faith.
So thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful day, okay?
You too. Blessings to both of you.
Blessings to you.
And to you.
All right. So, Riley, I don't think we have really time for any more calls, but I want to thank you, of course, for joining us today. I want to thank all the people that called in, all the people that are listening live, all the people that are listening on rebroadcast. It's always my intention that anyone who listens to the show, whether it's live or later on, receive a blessing of some type. So pay attention to what your angels are telling you, because there's something that specifically is for you, even if you weren't able to call in. There was lots of information shared. Just to kind of sum up what Bradley was saying, it's all about having faith. That was a big thing. And he shared with us some amazing ways to achieve abundance. You can listen back on playback on the archives. You can listen to that. We talked a little bit about Bradley's spiritual journey, and he shared that with us as well. If you missed that, you can listen to that as well. And we had a lot of fun today, didn't we, Rad?
We did, absolutely.
It was great. next week my show is going to be about the Ascended Masters. So it's perfect. That was a good intro because Riley mentioned Saint Germain. We'll be talking about Saint Germain, and I'll be introducing you to all the different types of Ascended Masters you can call upon for different various things, especially at this point in our evolution when we're ascending so rapidly. And everything's happening at such a quick pace. But it's nice to know that there's all these beings that we can call upon. The end of the month, we'll be talking about the archangels. We talked a lot about the archangels today, but we'll be going in more detail, getting into more about the different energies, familiarizing you with them, and there'll be a meditation as well to connect you with the different archangels. Again, also, too, Thursdays, you can call in to receive an angel reading if you'd like to do that. You can find out more about myself on ascensionmagic.com. Bradley has a website. It's bradleyvalentine.com, right? Isn't that the website?
Yes.
Bradleyvalentine.com?
Yep, and you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/bradleyvalentine.
Absolutely. So it's been a wonderful show, and I'm very grateful to all of us. It's my intention, too, that the energy and the blessings carry through with all your days. And please know that all is well. And that's the exit.